The Morgan Scott CEO program displayed the fruits of its labors yesterday at Hamilton's Catering. With a report, here's Richard Holton.
10 companies, some of them already hiring employees and making products, displayed their businesses to the community at the CEO trade show. CEO, in this case, stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, and is a program that works with high school seniors and juniors to explain how businesses work and help participants start their own business. 10 businesses have been created by these students and offer services like dance critique and products like mobile apps. Lexi Middleton is a senior at Jacksonville High School and currently works as an assistant at Sarah's Studio of Dance. With the help of Morgan Scott CEO, she started CDC, or Cyber Dance Coach. Middleton says the CEO program provided her with invaluable business skills.
I could tell you at the beginning of this year, I would have absolutely no idea how to market my business or how to let alone make a booth for a trade show, but they've given me all the soft skills and then they keep building on and adding the information on slowly to where I feel like I have a good background and a good knowledge in a business setting, so I feel comfortable.
Middleton has a website for her business, cyberdancecoach.com, and offers competition-level critiques for dancers without the stress, tension, and cost of going to an actual competition. CDC offers 4 different packages of critiques, priced from $10 up to $45.
Currently, there's nothing on the market like me. You just have to go to the competition itself and get the critiques from the judges right there. But I know there's some interest from surrounding area businesses, and there's a good market of studios around here, but I'd hope to expand throughout the Midwest, and the internet gives me a good tool to do so.
Austin Enns also had a booth there to show off a demo for his upcoming mobile app. Called Words of Wisdom, it's supposed to vastly improve how we wake up in the morning. Jordan Hester, an employee working on the app with Enns, explains.
It's an application that synchronizes to your alarm on your mobile device. Your alarm will go off, you'll wake up in the morning, and you'll get a notification. You open said notification, and you get your daily Words of Wisdom, and it'll give you an inspirational quote to wake up to from Buddha or Lao Tzu or Benjamin Franklin. If you wake up in the morning, you don't want to read. You don't want to read a whole... Some of these are long quotes. They're like paragraphs. You don't want to read all that by yourself. So there ought to be a little microphone button in the bottom left corner or something, and you get to hear me read these quotes to you.
The app was not ready to be shown off at the trade show, but Enns plans to offer the app for free and include a banner ad with the notification. This was the first year for the Morgan Scott CEO program, which included over 30 area businesses and 70 guest speakers. For WLDS WEAI News, I'm Richard Holton.
No matter if it's a new deck, a room addition for a new addition, or building your dream house, we're ready to do business your way at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. For over 100 years, we've been lending to people just like you, with competitive rates and flexible terms. You name it, a home equity loan, a line of credit, or a new home loan. Our lenders are experienced, local, and ready to help you. The Farmer State Bank and Trust Company, doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does he know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who knows who? Another state, another country. Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance Company. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit Diamond Brothers Insurance in Jacksonville and Root House or call 243-8000.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Fire caused heavy damage to a house in South Jacksonville overnight. Reports indicate it happened at 517 West Greenwood at the home of Andy Rowland. South Jacksonville firefighters were called out at around 11:45 p.m. Fire Chief David Hickox says Rowland wasn't home at the time, but several family members got out safely. Hickox says it's believed a charcoal grill inside a screen and porch area in the southeast corner of the house caused the fire. He says family members reportedly used it earlier in the day and thought the grill was out. Firefighters arrived to find the full southeast corner and garage of the house fully engulfed. Hickox says the fire got into the kitchen and breezeway area between the house and garage. The rest of the house suffered smoke and heat damage. Hickox estimates about $150,000 in structure and property damage occurred. In addition, an adjacent house had some heat damage. Firefighters were on scene for about 3 hours. and fire destroyed a home in the Arnsville area yesterday afternoon. The Jacksonville City newspaper reports it happened about 4 miles east of Arnsville at a home lived at by Jeff and Kim Stocky on East Virginia Road. Arnsville Fire Department officials told the newspaper it was an electrical fire that started in the living room and eventually engulfed the first floor in flames. The entire house reportedly sustained either fire, smoke, or water damage. A two-vehicle accident yesterday morning at the border of Jacksonville and South Jacksonville sent multiple individuals to the hospital. The crash happened at around 10:50 at the intersection of South Main and Michigan, resulting in heavy damage to both vehicles. According to Jacksonville police, 19-year-old Erica Jennings of the 600 block of Caldwell was heading northbound on South Main. Reports say Jennings struck the vehicle of 28-year-old Kelsey Burtzel from the 400 block of North Laurel in South Jacksonville. Burtzel was traveling eastbound on Michigan. First responders were at the scene of the accident for about 45 minutes. Jennings was transported to Passavant Hospital and cited for disobeying a traffic control device. Burtzel transported herself to the hospital. Jacksonville police made 5 arrests last night. 21-year-old Kirsten Trotter of the 800 block of Illinois was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:15 p.m. for theft of labor or services. Trotter has been released on bond. 37-year-old Richard Fanning of the 1000 block of East Morton was arrested at his residence at 6:30 for domestic battery. Fanning remains in custody. 35-year-old Nathan Hart of Franklin was picked up in the 1100 block of East Morton at around 10:15 p.m. for resisting a peace officer and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hart is still in custody. 33-year-old William Daly of the 300 block of East Court was arrested at around 11:15 p.m. for domestic battery. Daly remains in custody. 29-year-old David Ellenberg of the 1000 block of East Morton was arrested at his residence at around 11:30 for possession of cannabis. Ellenberg remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made 1 arrest last night. 18-year-old Sierra Chavors of Springfield was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 7:15 for failure to appear for DUI and several traffic offenses. Chavors remains in custody. A federal grand jury is expected to speak with staffers of embattled former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock. Sources say it could happen sometime this morning. The investigation surfaced after several reports of Schock's questionable spending habits of campaign and taxpayer money. The hearings could go on for up to 18 months. An Illinois public-private partnership to spur on economic development is drawing fire. It hasn't even yet been created. Illinois News Network's Greg Bishop reports.
If created, the not-for-profit Illinois Business and Economic Development Corporation would promote economic development, including small and minority-owned businesses, in Illinois. The board, which would work alongside the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity in providing grants, would also focus on increasing trade, investment, tourism, and film projects in the state. But an Associated Press article compares the not-yet-created board to other public-private economic development agencies in Chicago and other states as not being transparent or providing true follow-up on job creation numbers. Illinois' measure, however, would require the board's decisions to be approved by DCEO. All board meeting minutes and copies of final agreements on tax incentives for companies will be publicly posted and subject to the Freedom of Information Act, and operations will be reviewed by the Auditor General every 2 years. The measure would also abolish the state's Historic Preservation Agency, folding the agency's functions related to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum into a new state agency. In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
Okay, now you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. This is how we do it. When confidential papers arrive at our office, they are immediately taken to the shredding area where a trained worker feeds them through a massive shredder. Then we run all the shredded paper through a hydraulic compactor that makes paper bales, like bales of hay, only much bigger. The bales go to a processing plant where your old papers end up being reused to make a variety of new paper products. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound with a $5 minimum. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Taking a look at news notes this morning on the Passavant calendar, Autism Support Group meets at 6 o'clock tonight at First Presbyterian Church. Parkinson's Support Group meets at the hospital also at 6 o'clock this evening.